Dante, game two, now going to game three. How much more comfortable are you in that starting lineup?
Yeah, definitely. I've been used to my whole life starting, and it's no different coming into this situation. And we're halfway through the season, so I'm comfortable, you know, coming into the game and doing what I have to do. So,
how daunting is the task in the Western Conference, start going up against these point guards?
Yeah, it's obviously there's a lot of great point guards, but you know, I'm up for the challenge, and it's just got to be game by game. And team defense is going to help me when those good point guards come to town. So, yeah.
How different is and how much more difficult is defense at this level?
I think players are just smarter. They're smarter in how they get open, and you know, if it's a shooter, he's shooting tough shots his whole life. So it's just about, you know, have to get up in him even more, and then in a driver they're stronger and more physical getting to the basket. So it's just about adjusting.
What's the key for you guys tonight against the Celtics?
I think just defensively, stop their transition. It's been a big thing for us getting three back, and we'll be tested tonight with that. And then offense, you know, just doing what we've been doing and playing with the pass and continue to share the ball.
You ever gone up against Marcus Smart in anything before, workouts or anything like that?
I went up against him briefly at Under 19 World Championships. I got injured that game. But that's the only chance, only time we've gone up against him. Yeah.
When you watch him on film, what do you see about him? What kind of matchup problem is he tonight for you?
Yeah, he just brings a different energy. He's a physical guard, strong. So it's just about, you know, learning how to play with that, and whether it's on offense or defense, adjusting to that. So.
Dante, I'm sorry, I'm from Boston, so I haven't been here. But how did that conversation go with Coach Quinn when he told you that he was going to put you in the starting lineup?
It was just basically to come in, lead the team, you know, try and bring that energy. Also bringing the pace, because, you know, I like to push the ball up before, and, you know, trying to get the guys to, yeah, just bring the energy from the start. So
I know it was your second one, but were there any nerves knowing that this was kind of your job now?
No, I've dealt with the nerves pretty well. I think the first time I started, that's when I had the nerves, but it's all gone now, and you know, it's more comfortable.
It's Aussie night at the arena. Are you expecting a good pro Aussie crowd out there?
I hope so. I hope get a few Aussie chants. But yeah, no, it should be good.
Do you Eagles have any?
The loudspeaker last game?
I did not. They said every time me and Joe scored, they played Aussie, whatever it was. But I didn't hear it once. I guess I was just in game mode.
Do you and Joe have any special, I don't know, words or languages that you guys use out there on the court?
No. No, we've obviously got a good relationship because I've known him for a while, but there's no special lingo that we have.